Well, you get to call a soup.
Do it like you're calling one.
I don't know what I'm calling to it. And I'm not got no teeth. I say, soup.
What if you're calling a cat?
I need a name.
What would you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you could milk her?
I'd tell her, I forgot what I tell her cow to.
What would you say to get a mule or a horse to turn left or right?
I'd say, gee.
Which way is that?
That's right.
What if you wanted him to turn left?
Oh, I forgot. I waited him so long.
How would you call a horse?
What did I call it?
How would you call him to get him to come in out of the pasture?
I forgot.
What would you say to a horse to get him started?
I'd say, come up.
And to stop him?
I'd say, whoa.
And to make him back up?
I'd say, gee.
How would you call hogs?
I just call them piggy.
What would you say to get the hogs to move away from you?
I'd say, get back.
And how would you call sheep?
I don't know any sheep.
How would you call chickens?
I'd say, cheep.
And talking about distance, you say, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a...
It ain't so far.
It's just a little...
piece.
And if you'd been traveling, you still had about 500 miles to go. You say you still had a...
If I had traveling at 500 miles.
Yeah, you say that'd be a... You still had a what to go. It'd be more than just a little piece. It'd be a...
Well, I just say I ain't got far to go. I got about a mile and a half.
And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say you could find that just about. You could find that just about any.
Anywhere.
And if somebody slipped and fell this way, he fell over.
I said it fell on my back.
He fell which way? He fell.
Backwards.
And this way.
Wow.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you...
I'd clean it up.
And wheat is tied up into a...
bundle.
And then the bundles are piled up into a...
in a barn.